Philippians chapter 1.
Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1.
Morning, everybody. I will be reading from Philippians. If you are using the Red Pew Bible this morning, it will be page 867. Looks like Paul here is thanking the church for their financial gifts that they were sending him during this time. So if you please are able to, please stand with me out of the respect of God's word, please. Starting with number 3 till 11, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy, for your fellowship and the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Thank you. You may be seated.
It's a joy for Pastor Kyle and I to pastor you, and I've been here a little longer than he has, but he has been here for 3.5 years, and he's learned to love, and you are his joy, and you are his crown. And that's the joy of the pastorate, and it's pretty neat to catch that. It says in verse 1, it says, to all the saints, Philippians 1:1, in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, and I have in parentheses Elkhart, just easy there, with the overseers, that's the pastors, and with the deacons, and your saints. How saintly do you feel this morning? How saintly? Our granddaughter Maggie, this story that Ron Lee tells, I hope I tell it well. If I don't, she'll remind me. And she asked Grandma one day, you know, how do you get to heaven? And Grandma said, well, you got to repent of your sins. Now, do you know what sin is, you know? And she said, well, no. And Ron Lee said, well, that's when you disobey your mom and dad, when you fuss and do all. Do you sin? And Maggie, she's how old? One? What, turning four? She should have had a better answer. She said, no, I don't know if I've sinned, but my two brothers do all the time. You don't feel too saintly. I want you to know, because of what Jesus did on Calvary, we just sang about it, you are declared righteous, and when he looks at you through Jesus, you are completely sanctified, holy, and ready to go to heaven, and he declares you as a what? A saint. And the church is made up of believers, pastors, and the deacons. And it's a three-legged chair, and it's got to function together, or it all falls what? Apart. And that's what's so great about our church. We function well together, and that's what the church in Philippi was. I have this sermon from the text. I'm so excited about this. I have points today. And the points come directly from the text. There are 5 P words in this text, and I have them in green, and you'll be able to see them. But as I was reading the text, they just jumped out at me, and I said, wow, I have an outline right here in the Bible. And so it was kind of neat. The pastor's love, joy, and crown are the people. And it says here, and it's because we are partners. We have a partnership. You and I, Pastor Kyle, you and I, we have a partnership with you. And it says, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. Now, I put all the emphasis in here and the underline. You know, I could scream in some areas, but I just want you to catch the feel. Always in every prayer of mine, when I pray for you, it just gives me joy, okay? For all you, making my prayers with what? Joy. We're family. It's a thrill. Because your partnership, point number one, your partnership in the gospel from the first day, 1982. How many were here in 1982? Raise your hand. 1982. Look at there. They can still raise their hand. Okay. Y'all need to know these people. They put up with me for a long time, and they've forgiven me of a lot of stuff, and it's pretty neat. From 1982 until now, 2019, okay? It's been a wonderful time. Catch verse 6. For I am sure of this, that He, God, who began a good work in you all these 37 years, will bring it to completion, will continue it, will bring it all the way to glory at the day of Christ Jesus. We're all going to be in heaven together forever. Huh? And there's going to be a glorious culmination of getting there. Verse 7. For it is right for me to feel this way about you. Isn't that a great line? It is right for me to feel. I get great joy. Okay? And it says, it's right for me to feel this way about you because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I yearn for you all with affections of Christ Jesus. I was enjoying the song time this morning so much, I about lost my voice during the song time, so I had to quit singing. I don't like to do that, but I had to. But then I saw somebody had some water up here. I hope this is mine. It's been a thrill to be a partners, to be in partners. We have been partners when the church, when we came here, we were just over 100. Now we have about 100 and about 240, 250 here. It's been exciting to see it go. I spent a lot of time this week looking through all the pictures in our archives in the Heritage Room. I encourage you to do that, of seeing all the people we've got to minister to. Huh? There's been many people, many, many people. And it's been exciting to see. Some are continuing in a faith. Some are not. And some have passed on, is that right? And some have retired and moved away. You know, those are issues. Some have moved to Montana, you know. Some have moved to North Dakota, remember those? And, you know, these are real people, but we've got to minister and we've been together in this. And it's been a partnership and a thrill. As I think of that, I went back through the archives and took some pictures. I don't have a picture of everybody, but I'm going to go quickly through here. But we have some pictures. We have some pictures. Let me get this thing out here. I have written down on my paper here all the names of the people in these pictures. I am terrible with names. It took me a week to write all these in there. I was even asking people this morning, what is their name? But put the first picture up. First picture up. We came to this place and we had no grandparents. No, go back. We had no grandparents right here locally. Ronnie's parents right here. Our grandparents here. And then the Garners here became our grandparents. The Garbriggs here became our grandparents of our little precious children and my good-looking wife. And we have all of that. Y'all became family. Put the next one up. And then we started having harvest parties. Were the harvest parties fun? It was a shame when the Lawsons sold their farm. I've never forgiven them. Never forgiven them. When we had these, this is the way we looked like when we came. Okay. we've had some great times. Then at these harvests, put the next one up, put the next one up. Now my wife told me who this is. Who is this right here?
Kayla.
Go back. There is something happening with these two slides. I couldn't get it. Isn't that a great looking picture? And all of this is our go. Let's go on. Next picture. This is one of our churches where it sees all the people. This is the view Pastor Kyle and I get every Sunday. It's a great view. And this has been a while ago. This was a big patriotic service. We have the Mayor Miller right there and a lot of our other people. There's Cody, isn't he great and young? And all the people here to catch that. Go to the next one here. Some of you remember all these people here. Who's this here? Maxine, who's this? Who's this? Judy Crow. Back to here. Can you see Wava right there? Can you see Sandy right there? And Ed right there? And Diane Clark right there? This is Tim. I think that's Carter. Is that right? And that's my dear wife. Who's this right here? It's her mama. There's Heidi Jo. Who's this here? Catch this. Nancy, remember Nancy? Nancy, Maribel, pray for Maribel. She's sleeping a lot, but pray for her. My mom here, who's this here? Ann, these are people. Next picture. We see, who's this here? Dick Young, okay, who's this here? That is after right down. Who's it? Bud McCullough here. And I think, who's this here? Peg Kiefer here, Mr. Smith back there, Bill, Donna Bell, and then Reva, the Cripes here, my beautiful wife. Who's this here?
Mr. Wheeler,
one of our men that we was have visitation. Next picture. Who are these people? This person right here.
Mom,
very good. Virginia there. Who's this picture here? Betty, who's this picture? Who's this picture? Lois, that's the one that just died here. There's Wava. Now, can you figure out who this picture is? It took me a while to catch this one. I have to go with my picture. Okay, that is Dortha Huffman. Dortha Huffman there. There's Wanda and Tom and Sandy. Pray for Sandy. She came through her surgery well. Did everybody hear? They could put no stents in her. Amen. She's getting home from the hospital today here. And we see, put the next picture up. Now we get to the young people. Benjamin and his dear wife and the two girls there, dedicating them to the Lord. Put up the next picture. We had groundbreaking. Remember that when the balloons all went to the tree and everything when we had that? That's a groundbreaking in 1998, the first building we had. Put the next picture up. This is the inside of our church with no carpet, holes in the walls. We're going to plug all these holes up next. And they were all up here putting there. They had to build some things in. This was all open. We called it the Menard look. Okay. And we went roller skating on the floor. We all wrote our name. Everybody, if we ever pull the carpet up here, all of our names are written. You remember that? We wrote all of our names on the floor. And that's kind of neat to catch that. Put the next picture up. This is when we finished and dedicated our building right here, this part here in 1999. And all of our church people getting our pictures there. Put the next picture up. This is here. This is Tom here and Bob here. And this one, we started this building here, putting up the rafters. They were inspectors. Is that right, Scott? Inspectors there. Put the next picture up. This is Delbert here. Is Delbert here this morning? There's Delbert. Yep. This is Delbert. He did a lot of work here. Let's give Delbert a lot of hand here. He did a lot of work here. These are our bathrooms that are being done right now. He's standing in the kitchen right here, but back here is where our bathrooms are being done. It's only taken us 20 years to get them done. Okay, next picture. It's good to see all the kids here, and I want to see if we can figure. Who's this here?
Maddie,
who's this here?
Genevieve,
okay, who's this here? One of the Barons?
No,
is that Felicity? Okay, you know who this is, Savannah? Who's this here? I couldn't figure, who's this here?
Audrey's son.
Okay, this is Edmund here, who's this? Who's this? Do you know we have the stork flying over October over Grace Bible Church again? A lot of them happening there. Okay, next picture up. Friendships here. Hannah here. Kayla and Emily here. Friendships. Put the next picture up. And we have the Cripes here. We have Mr. Sabota kissing Ann. No. And we have Mrs. Esch here. I think that's Heidi. Here's Brother Dave and Velma. It's one of the triplets going down to their next picture. We were young once, okay? And you see them all here. Nathan here and Beth here and Mike and Lisa, Leslie, yeah. And we have Patrick here, Jordan, they failed. She won. And also Dan here is not even moving, okay? Okay, next picture. We had a war a couple times, and all the guys have war, the guns, that was a great time. Next picture. This is a time where Brother Korn was here, and we had 850 people in our auditorium. Say wow. Yeah. And it's our church. We've been ministering, partnering together. We reach in the community. Put the next picture up. We have Brother Merrill coming in. We have him coming in this summer again. And we get to reach the community, the kids, the families. Put the next picture up. This is one of my favorite pictures of our church. This was 4 years ago when our children surprisingly gave us to restate our vows. And y'all were all here with us. And you will see just people here. Here's some of the Kleins. There's Mr. Klein there and some of them. And you see all of them here. All of these new ones here coming moms. And look at Rose. I just love Rose here. And you're just enjoying. It's called family. Is that right? And that's pretty neat. Next picture. We enjoy going to Camp Kobiak. It's been a part of our church family. And all the girls stacking the chairs there, the teens. Next picture. Our whole church family producing godly families. Amen? We want to do that very, very much. Next picture. Pastor Kyle arrives 3.5 years ago. Amen? And all of our teens, let's have his next picture in all awe. Aww. Okay. Let's put the next picture up. We have the teen group there, and all the teens here, and we love our teenagers, and it's exciting to see them all there. Tyler, he's doing something. I don't know if he's Superman, and you see Grayson here just cracking up, and we see the man here that Alec. He's a married young man today, so we like our young marrieds. Put the next picture up. We were at the blast, man. Pastor Kyle, I'm sorry, should you put it here? Pastor Kyle is right here. Here is David. David won this. David is our student at Appalachian Bible College. Don't forget David. Amen. And very, very important. Next picture. We went on a missions trip to Pastor Kyle's dad's church, and we went to the Creation Museum, and a bunch of our teenagers here. We appreciate them. Put the next picture. This is my favorite picture, my last picture. This is during the corn meetings, right before we would evangelize all the people that came forward. Good 30 people each night. They were all gathered back there doing what? My favorite picture. They were all back there praying for the souls to get saved, and all the people in the auditorium from our corn meeting. This is our church. This is partners in the gospel, and it's pretty neat to see what God has done. And Pastor Kyle has joined our team for the last 3.5 years, and he's going to take it over, and it's kind of neat to see what God is doing with us together. Amen? And we're going to keep going. Ministering to the family, ministering to the community. Amen? Discipleship, evangelism. And that's so much, so good. Verse 9. Look at verse 9. Verse 9, chapter 1, Philippians. And I'll just go quickly here. It says, it is my prayer. In our partnership, that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment. We need that. It's more and more. It's going to be complete on the day of Christ. Back in verse 6, he began a good work. He's going to complete it more and more. Verse 10, so that you may approve what is excellent, what is from God. We want God here every Sunday, every Wednesday, every event we do. Is that right? It's from God. It's excellent. It's not excellent according to man. It's from God. I like that word, excellent. So to be pure, blameless for the day of Christ, we're going to be all with Jesus one day, filled with the fruit of righteousness. That's the excellence that comes through Christ Jesus to the glory and praise of God. That's going to be our crown. We love the people. They're our joy, Pastor Kyle and I's. And one day you're going to be our crown. Is that right? We're going to all be there. And we got to pastor you, and we got to bless with you. And it's a joy. You are our joy and crown. And it's a thrill for both of us to do this. Verse 19, it says, for I know that through your prayers, we need your prayers, and the help of the Spirit of Christ. Catch that. Your prayers and the Holy Spirit's help. Is that right? That's what makes our church. Don't quit praying for a church. The devil wants to tear this church apart. Y'all know that? The devil wants us not to, it's just to get so encompassed with ourselves that we forget the world out there. That's why we're doing our missions emphasis this year is not the missionaries in Africa or the missionaries in the United States. It's you and I. It's us as missionaries. And it's local missions. We have the opportunity through the coffees coming in to bring them to Sunday. Went to Monday for preaching and music, and then the family for Tuesday with the family fun night, and then Wednesday night with the concert. We can bring our co-workers, our neighbors, people. I am working diligently on my neighbors. Heidi's dad gave me some tomatoes, and I went tomato evangelizing Saturday. I gave tomatoes to five of my neighbors. One of my neighbors, I gave jalapeno peppers. Hi, you know. And I'm working on that. I grew some pumpkins this year, and I'm giving pumpkins to my neighbors. Okay? I'm working on them to bring them to our coffee event. Does that make sense? If I get one of them here, I'm going to be excited. You know, but they have to know that I love and care for them before they'll come and see my Jesus that I care for. So somehow we got to connect with them. And whatever you have, bake cookies, go mow their grass, go clean their gutters, whatever. You got to get somebody to know that you care and that you're going to give them Jesus. I'm working on that. And I trust you realize, who can I at work? Go pick some people at work, a neighbor, a coworker, a person that your children play sports with, a family that's unchurched, unsaved, that has a little bit of interest. All you do is say, is there anything I could pray for you? Then you'll see their spiritual interest. And they might show something. The only way we're going to get people here to the coffee meetings is that we show them we love them. And that Jesus is why we love them. Or else they will not come. Do you realize we have an anti-Christian world out there? That we're being bombarded. Does anybody really trust anybody today? Does anybody believe any of the TV preachers? Huh? No. They think everything's a joke. There's no absolute truth. There's really nobody that really cares. There's nobody that really stands for truth. There churches and Christians and everybody are just all playing a game. Is that true? That's the way they think. And we're in that day. You can't do anything about it. You can invite them in church, they won't come. But if you love them and care for them and show it. One of my neighbors has cancer. Went over and told the son, I pray for your mother every day. He thanked me. That's it. Is that pretty simple? Huh? Is giving tomatoes out pretty simple? Especially if they're not rotten. And it's very important. We can do it. Just doing something. Just being kind. Write him a little card. Huh? Unless they know you care, you won't be able to get them here before the coffee meeting. And we got to do it. That's why we're starting here. And our prayers, we got to pray. Verse 25. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith. Here's our progress. In the transition here that we're having, Pastor Kyle's becoming the lead pastor, but I'm going to stick around with you. I'm going to be here part-time. Is that all right? Okay. And that's very important. That's part of the transition. Does that make sense? The transition. You just don't stop. I saw Dr. Gillette when he resigned his church. He stopped. Did the church hurt and suffer? Yes. And you don't want that boom and then nothing. And the transition is really neat. And God has allowed us to do it. Is that right? I hope you realize that's for the good of the church. And I'm still going to be around here. You're going to have this ugly face. I did have a picture of me sitting in a what do you push when you're old? A walker that you sit in. It was a picture from us in our missions trip down to when we went to Katrina, okay? And we were cleaning the yard up and I was wore out and I found one of those that had a seat on it and I'm sitting in it and it looks like I'm asleep. It was a terrible picture. It looked like I was real old. And I said, I'm going to show that picture because that's what I'm going to look like when I'm old. And it was just a terror. And I was sitting in this and I said, oh, wow. I'm going to stick around. And that is it. And for your progress of joy, look at verse 27. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, standing firm in one spirit and one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. That's the description of our church. And God help us to stand side by side doing verse 2, Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. That's the third time using the word mind, because we have to think right before we do what? Right. And that's very important. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only on your own interests, but also on the interest of others. Amen? That's the progress. That's our progress. As we go for God. Therefore, verse 12, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence. There'll be times I'm away, but the greatest part is this. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Aren't you glad God saved you? Huh? You got to be excited about that. God saved you. But you got to work in what He worked out. You got to build your faith, grow your faith, strengthen your faith, strengthen your hope, strengthen your trust. It is true. We got to believe it. And we got to realize, I believe this. And you work at it. You got, God help me. God help me. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will, to desire it, and to work of His good pleasure. Aren't you glad He's in you? And helping you and guiding you. He saves you. He sanctifies you. And He says, love it, desire it, get at it. Don't let it down. Philippians chapter 4, this is your practice. Look at it. Finally, brethren, whatsoever thing is true, truthful, doctrine, whatsoever things is honorable, trust, truthful, real, whatsoever thing is just, fair, whatsoever thing is pure, your motive, your holy, whatever is lovely, that's just plain good, whatever is commendable, is kind, if there be any excellence, any deeds of glory, any God stuff, if there is anything worthy of praise, God did it, thank you. Think about these things. Put your mind on these things, because you got to think that way. Do that. This is your practice. This is your practice. You get you're in your partnership, your prayers, your progress. This is your practice. This is your habits. And I just noticed this in our study this week. The last part there, verse 9. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice. Do, King James says. Y'all been around me for 37 years, some of you shorter. You've learned, you've received, you heard, you've seen. I hope you've seen. Do it. Continue. Do it. We've had Pastor Kyle and Julia here for 3.5 years. You've learned, you received, you heard, you're seen. Do. Amen. And then it says, put these things to practice. Habitually, these are what you're doing. Let me jump to verse 14. Do all things without grumbling and disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked, a warped and twisted generation. Are we in the midst of that? Yes. I don't like it at all. Let me state this. When you turn your Jesus light on and go to work or go to your neighbors or whatever, since we're in a very crooked and twisted generation, godless, post-Christian America, we're different. You know, we will love them when they don't love us. We will be nice to them when they don't be nice to us. We're the Christians, and we're in a warped, twisted generation, godless. We get to shine, be salt and light, huh? And it's different. Yes, we're going to be there. But let it be. And then it says, you practice these things. Hold fast, it says. Among them, you shine as lights in the world. Hold fast to the word of life. And it says, you back up to verse 9. Back up to verse 9, chapter 4. Where it says your practice. It says you've learned, you received, you heard, you've seen in me, practice. This is your practice. This is the way you live. These things, and the God of peace will be with you. It doesn't say peace will be with you. It says what? The God of peace will be with you. It's just not peace, you know, everything's great. No, it's the God of peace will be with you. He's the one who gives the peace, but He's with you, not just peace. The God of peace will be with you. Back in the bottom of your page where it says 5. So that in the day of Christ, when we all get to heaven, you'll be our crown. I may be proud. You make me proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Raleigh and I have been here for 37 years laboring. Is that right? Running with you, partnering, praying, seeing your progress, seeing your practice. Make me proud. Huh? I just loved it. I looked over all the pictures in there this week, and you just realize some are still walking with God, huh? Some have gone on to glory, huh? And continue. Teenagers, continue. The devil wants you to mess up. Is that right? Don't do it. Truth is truth. Right is right. Wrong is wrong. Glory is glory. Heaven is real. Hell's real. Truth is truth. Stand. Make me proud. That's what it says. Make me proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain, because it, as it says in the bottom of the picture back here, 3 John 1:4, let's all read it together, 3 John 1:4, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. No greater joy as a pastor, Pastor Kyle and myself, no greater joy, no greater love, no greater joy, no greater crown is to see and hear that you walk in truth. And as I get older, to hear and to see as I walk in truth, as you walk in truth, to come back here in 20 years and you're still here. And you're still loving Jesus. You're still serving Jesus. Amen? I've only seen one church in the length of time. My dad pastored in Prosperity, West Virginia, and I was a little kid there. And then I came back to go to Bible College, Appalachian Bible College, and it was the church on top of the hill from Appalachian Bible College. And I got to go there 20 years later. And I was amazed who was still there. I was also amazed who wasn't there. Continue. Amen? Continue. Continue. I'll have no greater joy as when I come back and Ron Lee's pushed me in a wheelchair and y'all are still walking with God. Amen? And the teenagers got good marriages and got good kids. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got good grandkids and God's still here and the joy of Jesus is in this place. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help each of us to finish well. Lord, help us know you've been with us in the past. You're going to be with us in the present, in the transition, and you're going to be with us in the future. Lord, help each child, teenager, young adult, middle-aged adult, older adult, to say, I'm going to finish well. I'm going to stand in the faith. I'm going to continue with Jesus. I'm going to progress in my Christian walk. I'm going to do right in my practice. And one day when preacher comes back and he can hardly walk, he will see me and it will give him great joy to see his children walking in truth. Lord, give that dedication, determination, that faith to each here this morning and build your church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.